Hey you, welcome to the Almost 20 podcast. If you are a returning listener, I really appreciate you and you are amazing. If you are a new listener who's starting with this episode, I'm your host, Guy Martins. And today's episode, we're going to be talking about friendships. Now, I feel like the topic of friendships is very, very broad and it's quite inexhaustible. And if we were to sit down and I were to talk about friendship and every single detail, you know, I was to go in depth about everything concerning friendship, this podcast episode is probably going to be about 3 hours long, you know. However, today I'm going to be talking about navigating friendships. So let's dive right in. First of all, let's find out what the definition of a friend is. Now, for some reason, I decided, let me get a professional, well-detailed, researched definition of what the term or what the word friend is, you know? And so I went doing my research and I landed upon this website called betterhelp.com. And according to BetterHelp, it gives us a very nice definition of who a friend is. It says here, a friend is often someone that you experience a bond with. You may experience some common beliefs and values with friends, and often a friend is someone you trust and enjoy being around. Friends can be in person or online and can vary in distance. You might have a next door neighbor friend or a friend thousands of miles away. Now, BetterHelp also went further to give us this minimum qualities of a friendship, which I found amazing, honestly. It spoke about three factors that a friendship or a quality friendship should have. These are the three factors that a person who claims that they have a quality friendship, that quality friendship should have these three factors before they can beat their chest to say, I have a quality friendship. It has to have these three minimum things. The first one is, it's a stable, long-lasting bond. When I say stable, long-lasting bond, it does not mean that the friendship must have lasted or should have lasted like 5 years plus, or it should have lasted a long time before you would have that bond. By long-lasting bond, it basically means that the bond with that person should be stable and long-lasting. For instance, you guys should not have this good conversation on Sunday and everything feels good. Then on Monday, you guys are fighting. And then on Wednesday, you guys are arguing. On Thursday, you guys kind of reconcile. On Friday, one of the other person stabs the other person in the back. On Saturday, you guys, you know, continue with that same pattern. And then you say you have a quality friendship. Nope, that's definitely not a quality friendship, according to BetterHelp. The second one is it should be positive and cooperative. The third one is that it should be helpful and reciprocal, which means I am there for you and you are there for me. Now, my own definition of who a friend is quite similar to what BetterHelp defined a friend as, in terms of a friend being someone who you trust and somebody who you enjoy being around. Currently, in this stage of my life, I feel like a friend is somebody who you should enjoy being around and you shouldn't feel judged around them. Being judged in the sense of whenever you're around them, you shouldn't feel pressure to be anything other than yourself, right? There should be no pressure at all when you're around this person. There should be no sense of judgment, no sense of constant belittlement, whereby you're around them, you feel small, you feel judged, or you're feeling some sort of pressure, you know? And you should always feel happy and comfortable whenever you're around this person. Now, to kind of summarize it all, what I think a person should kind of be looking for whenever they are looking for a friend, or even if you are currently in a friendship and you kind of want to assess your friendship to understand whether these friends are aligning with you or they are helping you achieve your own goals or kind of putting you on the right track. You know, there are some kind of people that will be in your life and they are misleading you, and there are some kind of people who also add to your life journey, right? They make the process of going through life kind of easier, right? I feel like to kind of assess all of these things. There are many other factors to consider, but the factor that I kind of assess most of my friendships with is this. If you finish talking with that friend, do you feel happy? Do you feel motivated? Do you feel excited? Do you feel like you've learned something after engaging with that person? To understand whether this person who you call a friend is truly a friend, every time you leave communication, like every time you finish talking with that person, every time maybe you guys met up, you guys hung out the entire day, or you guys spoke on the phone, or you guys texted, whichever form of communication or activities you guys participated in together, you should always leave that friendship feeling fulfilled or feeling happy. Even if you don't come back laughing or feeling you guys cracked jokes throughout the entire day, you should feel some sort of positive thing out of that friendship. A friendship shouldn't leave you after every time you come out from that friendship, you feel kind of drained, you feel exhausted, you feel tired, and you start judging yourself, you start feeling self-doubt. Like you shouldn't come out of a friendship wondering what did I just why did I waste my time? Why did I spend time with this person? You shouldn't come out of a friendship feeling less than how you even went there. A friendship should always leave you feeling excited, feeling motivated, feeling inspired, or feeling happy. No, think of it. Any other thing outside of this is bad, actually. And that's kind of what I live by. I think for the longest time, I hadn't always thought of it this way, right? That's why even when I gave my definition on who a friend is, I kind of said that currently my own definition of who a friend is, because I know that at this stage of my life, most friendships that are important to me involve friendships that are supportive and non-judgmental at this point in my life. And I think it's very important for me. Now, my idea or my belief of who a friend is probably going to change in the nearest future, right? Maybe in the next 5 years or 2 years or even next month or even the next year, I might have a different idea or a different need for who a friend is to me, right? And that might change. Doesn't mean that I would have to cut out people, but I think another important quality in friendships is that there has to be this sort of adapting and growing together. That's another factor in a friendship, right? We'll probably talk about all of that in this episode. But all I'm saying is that for the longest of time, I hadn't really kind of thought of friendships as something that I put my mind into. You know, it hasn't always been that way for me. I think my perception and my definition of who a friend is has continuously evolved throughout the course of my life. I remember being small, just like any other child, right? I think as growing up, your perception of who a friend is kind of anybody you talk to for that day longer than 10 seconds. That person kind of becomes your friend. Even adults around you be like, go and talk to your friend. Hey, go and, you know, that's your friend. Growing up, I guess I kind of had that mentality. Whoever it is I have spoken to for a while, and we kind of laughed or we kind of vibed for that instant moment. You weren't acquaintance, no. You weren't somebody I had met that moment, no. You were my friend. This mindset kind of stayed with me throughout the early years of my teenagehood, whereby whoever it is I just met that instant, once we started talking and maybe we laugh one or two laughs, we talk one or two talks instantly, we're best friends. I remember an incident whereby my secondary school, there was one of my secondary schools, they organized a swimming event whereby it's not really an event. You can say it's a recreational activity whereby every Saturday, students who signed up after school from Monday to Friday, on Saturday, the school organized a bus who would take the students to a particular hotel to go and swim and learn how to swim for those who do not know how to swim. I will not get into the nitty-gritties of whether I knew how to swim or whether I did not know how to swim, because you do not need to know that information. Anyway, I remember meeting a couple of people, particularly this guy who was kind of showing me how to swim. I think we're within the same age range, if my memory serves me right. And to me then, he was my friend. Like, I had no guideline, no standard, nothing, nothing. Once we just spoke, you're my friend instantly. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I'm just saying all of this to show you that the mindset with who a friend is, maybe it's the same thing for you, but I know for me, it had continuously evolved. I'm just letting you know that at a point in my life, whoever it was that I met, no matter how random it was, like the guy in the swimming pool, we were instantly best friends, no matter what it was. And I never saw the guy after that day. After that Saturday that I went to swim, that he showed me how to swim and somewhere, we've never seen till today. And I don't think we'll probably meet, but at that point, he was my friend, you know? currently at this stage in my life, to call someone your friend, I feel like personally for me, there are much more things that I would look out for. You know, your how you carry yourself and what you bring to the table, and what you also bring to the table for yourself too, and for the friendship, it also kind of matters currently in this stage of my life, you know? After all these facts that I've said now, the truth ultimately is that the best thing that you can do for yourself in this life that you've come to live in is to surround yourself with people who make you feel good about yourself. People who leave you feeling inspired, who leave you feeling motivated, happy, at peace, or like you've learned something. Trust me when I say that this would actually greatly help you in your self-development journey. Because people who you surround yourself around their energy, be it good or bad, it would definitely impact you. So what I want you to do is this: ask yourself now, as you're listening to this podcast, or maybe after an encounter with any of your friends, ask yourself, generally, how do I feel after I hang out with this person? How do I feel after texting this person? Do I feel any of these emotions that I've listed above? If no, then it's probably time to kind of reconsider the amount of energy that you're going to be investing into that friendship. You get. But if it's on the good side, then you know you kind of have yourself a good friend. You get what I'm saying? I have a couple of friends who, whenever I kind of hang out with them, I feel good about myself. And I think that's an amazing thing. That's something that I really cherish and I really appreciate. And I kind of advise you that is listening to this podcast to surround yourself with people who would greatly help you with your self-confidence, who make you feel good. Now, I don't mean that you should depend on people's validation to make yourself feel good. But aside feeling good by yourself and for yourself, surrounding yourself with people who reinforce that belief into yourself. You know, if you're around people who consistently remind you how great you are, subconsciously you're going to know that you're a great person. But if you're always around people who belittle you, who make your plans, your dreams, your aspirations seem like joke, and you know, they're just bringing you down, whether it be it's because of jealousy, because of envy, subconsciously you're going to start small thinking, maybe I'm not really that great of a person. Maybe I should just reduce my dreams. Maybe I'm doing too much. Meanwhile, you're actually not doing too much. You're just around the wrong crowd. Now, let's talk about red flags. What are red flags? Red flags basically are signs that a person isn't a good friend to you. That's the basic definition of what a red flag is. Now, if you notice some of these red flags in your existing friendships, or you see subtle signs or obvious signs in friendships that you intend to make, maybe you should reconsider putting yourself in such situations. And for existing friendships, maybe you consider whether it's time to actually give it thought into that friendship, whether it's worth continuing. Number one red flag is lack of communication. And when I say lack of communication, I mean this on a very serious level. It's much more serious than maybe here and there, small lack of communication. There's extreme lack of communication to the point that there's assumption of things that are happening on different sides. What I mean by this is you have an issue with a friend, right? Now, if the dynamic between this your friendship is that when there is a problem, there is always an assumption, there is no communication, maybe it's time for you to actually consider that friendship, because you would be very exhausted and tired to if you remain in a friendship that every time there is a problem, every time there is an issue, instead of your friend bringing it up to you and saying, "Hey, I don't like the way we handle this matter. I don't like how you spoke to me about this. I don't like what you said about this. It made me feel this way. It made me feel this way. And I would like us to talk about this." But instead, they start acting maybe passive aggressive towards you. They start acting cold without even coming to meet you to communicate how they are feeling so that that issue can be resolved. If you notice that this is the kind of dynamic that is happening between you and your friend, maybe it's time that you actually consider that friendship and decide whether it's worth your time, your energy, and effort. Keep in mind that when we are talking about the lack of communication, it's mostly going to be seen in friendships that have existed for a while. Because when you make a new friend, or when you're in the process of making friends, you guys are just getting to know each other and you wouldn't really be looking for any sort of lack of communication. That would either start or stop the friendship. So it's not even going to be something that you would look at when you're starting a friendship. This lack of communication is much more prominent, or is something that you should search for or consider if it's active in a friendship that is already existing. You get, because if you're in a friendship whereby, like I mentioned earlier, the dynamic is when there's an issue, there's no bringing up of the issue to the surface. Everybody's kind of assuming what the other person might have, or assuming the intention of the other person. If that's the situation, or that's what's happening in a friendship, then maybe you should actually reconsider that friendship and decide whether it's worth it, like I mentioned before. I actually enjoyed preparing to talk about this topic of navigating friendships for some reason. I don't know why, the talk about friendship, it just excites me when I talk about friendship, red flags, issues, dilemmas, because I most of the time I speak from experience and I speak from things that I know. So to talk about it just seems really nice sometimes. I don't know, navigating friendships and talking about it, for some reason I enjoyed just preparing this episode, you know. I just thought I would say that. Anyways, the second red flag that you should consider in a friendship is if they're always saying something bad about other people. You should kind of be very careful around people who always, they always kind of have something to say about other people. They always have something bad to say about other people. Almost like it's pre-programmed in them. It's like it's waiting at the tip of their tongue to just fall out. Now, personally, I don't mind if you're going through something with somebody and you decide, okay, you want to come and, you know, tell me what's going on, or you want to go and relay, you want to just, you know, pour out your heart to somebody. You want to talk about an issue to somebody. There's really nothing bad with that as far as I'm concerned. But I think where the red flag comes up is whereby every time you're talking with somebody, or every time you're having a conversation with that person's always saying something horrible or bad about another person. They always have just some sort of negative thing to say, you know, about other people, and they are constantly telling you that thing. Like once you're around them, you know the gist about everybody that is disgusting or that is nasty. You know everybody's secrets, you know the bad thing. One thing that you should keep in mind is that a person who is always talking shit about other people to you is definitely going to be talking about your own shit to other people. Like you, it sounds funny, it sounds somehow, but that's the truth. Because if they can smile in the faces of other people and come and tell you their own shit consistently without context, they just come and start telling you not bad things about people, awful things about other people, keep him just have it at the back of your mind that while you're listening to that thing, while they are smiling with you, they're also gathering your own information and your own shit, and they'll go to another person and they'll pour out that same information. The third red flag to kind of look out for is when those people you call your friends, quote unquote, are only around when they need something. That one is kind of obvious. Most of these red flags I'm listing, I feel like they're kind of obvious red flags, but I'm just repeating them again for that person who'll be listening and will just need some sort of reminder that these are actually red flags that you should not tolerate if you want to have a circle or people around you that are aligning you to your purpose or kind of helping you in your self-development journey, right? So having people that are only around you when they need something is not, it's not a good quality of a good friendship, because these kind of people can be seen as strategic friendships, right? These are friends who only come to you when they need something. A friendship whereby you're helping somebody and they're helping you is a good friendship, right? Is a good friendship whereby the help is for coming from party A is returning, party B is returning that same help. It's help me, I help you, you're there for me, I'm there for you. But once that help becomes one-sided, or when those your people only come when they only need something, then it's time you consider that friendship. You know, that your friend Paul or your friend Paulina that's always coming around when they need urgent 2K or when they need some sort of advice, and once they reach that advice, they pour their heart out to you. Whether it can be advice, it can be money, it can be anything. But once they've gotten that thing from you, they disappear. You will not hear from them the next 2 months or next 1 week or the next. They'll come back when they need something from you. Once again, if you have friendships like this, it's definitely time you reconsider that friendship, because these kind of friendships are going to drain you and they are going to be using you solely for any particular reason or any particular thing that it is that they get from you. So it's time to do yourself that favor and reconsider that friendship. Some other red flags that you can notice in friendships is when they're excessively unavailable or flaky. It's kind of ties down to the previous red flag I was talking about, but this kind of red flag, whenever you need, help from these people, whenever you plan something with them, whenever, at that moment, whenever you need them, they are just not available. They're not available for you. It's kind of like in relationship, it's called, I think it's emotionally unavailable people. But I think that applies to friendships too. Because there are people, instead of 10 minutes emotionally available, they are kind of flaky. You guys can make plans, and instead of them to maybe even give you a reasonable reason as to why they could not do a certain thing for you, or they could not come for a certain event, or they could not do something for you, they just don't even have the dignity to kind of tell you that they're just unavailable. I feel like this kind of red flag, if you feel like the friendship is worth you having a conversation with this person, then you should probably have a conversation with this person to kind of tell them what it is that you're feeling or what it is that you observed in this friendship. As with all of these red flags I've mentioned, communication and having a conversation fixes a lot of things when both parties are willing to put in the effort into that situation, or in this case, into that friendship. If you've at least felt like this friendship deserves at least for me to put in this work of trying to communicate to this my friend to kind of see, okay, there's an issue. Let me try and talk with this person. Let's see whether something is going to work out there. Whatever response that person gives you or the turnout of that situation, that's how it's going to be. If you have an issue with somebody that's, let me say, the person's excessively unavailable, whenever you bring up an issue on how you're feeling to a person, how that person responds to you is actually a sign on its own. If the person responds in a way that your feelings are inconsiderate, you don't even consider that at all, it's more about them and them and them in a way that's not even considerate. I think it's time again, like I've been saying, it's almost the mantra of this podcast that you should reconsider that friendship. You would definitely meet amazing people along the line, but when you kind of hold on to people that are not meant for you, there's no way you're going to meet other good people, or you will end up just bouncing from one horrible friend to another horrible friend to another horrible friend, unless you kind of set the standards high for yourself. You understand? Another red flag is people who are judgmental of your interests, your values, your beliefs. These kind of people, instead of them to be like a good friend, to understand that everybody is different and your different interests, your different values, your different beliefs, even your different religions, your different, instead of them to see it as something that's going to be good and encourages some sort of diversity in the friendship, whereby they could even learn, they see it as something that is weird. You constantly have to be like a chameleon. You constantly have to shift your behaviors around them. I've met a couple of people over the course of my very short life so far. You would meet some kind of people and they feel like it's their mentality that is the standard for everybody around them. Everybody's supposed to act a certain way. Anything different is weird. And not weird in a funny way, as in the kind of weird you will say, oh, this person is behaving weird. Weird to them in the sense that you are just little. If you're not living up to their standard, you're going to be constantly dismissed by them. You're going to be judged by them, or they'll look at you and address you in a very demeaning manner based on what you believe. Once again, this kind of friendship should definitely be reconsidered. This friendship, this specific red flag kind of brings me to another thing, which is non-negotiables. We've probably heard about them, or you've probably not heard about them, but non-negotiables basically are those values, those things that you consider valuable to you that you are not negotiating or changing in any relationship. By relationship, I mean friendship and also romantic relationship and your relationship with any other person. Those are the values that you hold so dear to you that it's a primal foundation in that relationship that other people would have to respect. Non-negotiables are very important because if you do not have non-negotiables in your life, it means that you are very, very, very flexible and not in a good, oh, this person is very open-minded, in a very kind of, I have no standards, I have nothing that I hold to myself. Anybody can come and, pour in me their own expectations and I will just accept it. I have no expectations for anybody around me. Now, let me go further to explain what some sort of non-negotiables are. Some basic sort of non-negotiables are honesty, truthfulness, kindness, in the sense that your basics for even accepting people into your circle or calling people friends is that they must be kind, they must be honest, they must be truthful. You see, so these non-negotiables are so important to you that you are unwilling to compromise it in whatsoever relationship it is you find yourself. Some people's non-negotiables can be anything, but one thing I would let you know is that your non-negotiables should not be something that you should be shy of or ashamed of to kind of make known. Now, not in the sense that you meet somebody and you're shouting into them that this is my non-negotiables, like you even send them a PDF that this is what you believe in. That's downright weird. But in the sense that it's either they know that about you, or even if they don't know that about you, if they cross a boundary, you're quick to let them know, hey, I don't appreciate this. I appreciate this kind of person. I appreciate this kind of attribute. And if you're not going to be able to provide these attributes for me, I understand that mistakes happen. But if this is who you are and it's against what I believe in, then I'm sorry, I would have to do myself justice and kind of end this friendship or this relationship so that it's not end in either of us trying to change the other person. Some people, their non-negotiables is that they are not going to be friends with anybody that's aside their religion, that's outside of their religion. You see, why some other people, they are like, okay, I can actually be friends with, I'm very much open-minded to be friends with any other person that's outside of my religion because I'm certain enough of what I believe in that I am open-minded to see things from people's perspective while still be grounded in my own belief. Some other people, their non-negotiables is that they are not going to associate with people in this certain point of their life that does not have common goals with them, that are not ready to work on themselves, they are not going to associate themselves with those people. Now, it doesn't mean that you're going to curse out those people or you're going to obviously avoid them as if they are a plague or something. No, but it's just that you're not going to set or prioritize your time on this kind of people. Some other people, their non-negotiables is that they must engage in a very meaningful conversation with you. See, so these non-negotiables, they vary a lot from person to person. I have my non-negotiables, and I hope you also have your own non-negotiables, because non-negotiables are very important. They are very, very important because they can actually help you make decisions on who you're spending your time with. They will help you prioritize your time and set boundaries with people. The importance of non-negotiables cannot be overemphasized, you know, as they are kind of like the basic rules and values that you would stick to no matter what. They help you stay focused, create boundaries, and navigate life and relationships with confidence, because you would not want to be this kind of person who doesn't know what they want or know the kind of friendships they want in their life. You don't know whether you want someone that's honest. You don't know whether you want someone that's emotionally unavailable. You don't know what somebody would do to you that you're like, nope, I don't want this kind of person in my life. You don't just know what you stand for. You don't know the kind of person you are. You don't even know what is your standard. You're okay with somebody who's going to lie. You're okay with somebody who's going to, you know, you're just confused. That's pure confusion, and non-negotiables help you to avert that. So if you're listening and you probably don't have any non-negotiables that you set for yourself, just think about what it is you want. Think of your ideal friend. Think of who you... You know, they say to, I think the saying goes is, I think, is it to be a friend is to have a friend. Forgive me, I don't know the phrase or the saying, but it says something about, I think it takes a friend to be a friend, something like that. So think of the attributes that you want in a friend. Think of that, at least have those attributes for yourself first. Think of the non-negotiables you have in yourself. Be very grounded to know who you are. I know that self-discovery, it's probably going to be a journey of a lifetime because you're constantly going to be evolving in your mindset, in your wants and everything, but at least for this phase of your life, kind of know what it is you want. Kind of try to understand the kind of person you are, what you would tolerate and what you wouldn't tolerate, as it will help you to have healthy and much more quality circle of people, yeah, around yourself. So yeah, I like how this word just poured out from my mouth. That was really, really good. But I really hope you've taken one or two things from here. So, in conclusion, based on experiences I've had, even though what I might be looking for might be different from what you're looking for in a friendship, what you're looking for might be different from what another person is looking for in a friendship, I think there should be some sort of general idea of what we should all strive to kind of have in our life, right? These are some sort of the qualities that I mentioned previously that I will mention again that you should look out for in a friendship. A friendship whereby you leave every conversation or every encounter with them feeling fulfilled, feeling inspired, feeling motivated, feeling happy, feeling secured in yourself, feeling like this person is good, this person is adding value in one way or the other to me, you know, it's aiding my self-development journey. Have non-negotiables, look out for red flags, you know, some things that you would see and you'd be like, I can't really tolerate this. You have to be kind of the same way you people have standards for relationships, is the same way you should kind of have standards for your friendships, because quality over quantity is the key to having amazing friendships. Well, this was an amazing topic, and I hope that you were able to get one or two things from this episode, you know? And that's it, folks. That's all I have for today. As always, thank you for listening, and I appreciate you for tuning in. Don't forget to follow this podcast. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Like I say, 5 stars or nothing. If you don't, I'm coming for you. Just kidding. Don't forget to follow the podcast. Don't forget to rate the podcast. Don't forget to hit the notification bell beside the following button so that you get a notification anytime the new episode drops. Check out the Almost 20 podcast on Instagram at Almost 20 Podcast. The link is in the episode description. Follow me, your host, on Instagram at underscore Guy Martins. Once again, the link is in the episode description. New episodes every Sunday. And that's it, folks. Don't forget to be the best version of yourself, and I'll see you next week, Sunday.